Best press conference ever. Thank you, Kawhi. Hey, one note before we get into Rico's topic. If you missed the top of the show, Odyssey.com Rewind, I offered an olive branch. I just wondered if we could settle the debate peacefully regarding the Tigers. Four in a row, 6 out of 8. All right, big picture, 14 out of first, 7 out of the wild card. Nothing changes for me unless it's a sustained run of unforeseen baseball. And last night's game, it just got us talking, and we had a stat for you. So you can go listen to that. I want to ask Rico a question, and I know where this is headed. It's headed to a bad place. I'm going to be mocked and made fun of and probably called a boomer, but here we go.
We seriously like horse racing, Mike.
No. That report about Ollie Gordon, who's maybe your presumptive favorite to win the Heisman, potentially. I mean, he's going to carry the ball 500 times this year, a zillion times. So he gets a DUI. Gundy comes out and brazenly is just like, no, you're not going to miss any games. And in fact, I'll give him the ball 50 times. And I was thinking about it. NIL, and now it's, wait a minute. Ollie got in trouble. Well, we're paying him $1 million. Literally, if you go to sit that kid because he got a DUI, the first phone call that comes in is from the booster who actually signed the check, going, no, you're not. Like, we have lost any ability now. Maybe that
that's in any world. It's not just an NIL thing. It's any line of business. If you're deemed the moneymaker, you can screw up. You can do things wrong, and people will find a reason to keep you around.
Yeah, you're missing it. You're missing my point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You're missing my point that like there was a structure of we are the adults, you're the kids. You're 100% right that now that the money's in, this is how it's handled. What I'm saying is you've always wondered what the hell's going on at Georgia. Georgia can't sit, guys. No. Maybe that's why they're all Mario Andretti down there.
A lot
now
of mistakes have been made.
You can't punish your players.
No,
can you?
No, Mike, no, you can't punish your players because it's not just the players, but it's the pressure because we're spending millions of dollars on these guys. I need you to win. At all costs.
That's how Mozzie got on the plane.
We will deal with the We'll deal with the repercussions later. If we got to give back a title, we'll give back a title. But you know what? We get to hoist a trophy right here, right now.
I mean, for me, my problem.
I'm not looking at you, David.
No, that was a cheap shot, Rico.
No, it's not. Mike.
Leaders and best.
The thing is, it's a copycat league.
Hail.
And the fact that they did that.
Victors.
The fact that Georgia won titles and then you see player after player after player get into trouble. It's like, why would we sit here and punish ourselves when we don't have to?
Because I come from a place where we're still in the act of you're giving your child to me. I am responsible for them. There's no world that a guy gets a DUI and doesn't sit the first game of the year against the college for,
right, but
whatever.
Okay. You're looking at this, and it's cute.
Yep, there it is. I knew it. What? So see, Rico, or I called Kenny Rico. So, Kenny, you see what I'm saying?
What?
I knew he would do it.
No, we've reached the bottom of the chili pot, Mike.
Right. Oh, that's cute. Like, we can't have an adult discussion about this?
We are, Mike, but it's just the naivete that you have.
It's not. I disagree with it.
Because you're looking at it as a if you were a responsible parent.
Like a head coach making $8 million a year?
I'm actually agreeing with you. You're saying, hey, these young men are supposed to be going to college to become members of society and learn how to do the right thing. Except for if I'm a parent, coach, I just need my kid in the NFL. So make that go away. Do whatever you did whenever this kid did something. Sprinkle a little bit on my kid for that DUI he got. Make it go away because
my overriding point in all of it is just stripping another layer of even the illusion of this being college football. Like, it's not college football. Like, if you get in trouble in the NFL, there are consequences. There are.
See,
how in college now, what is this, just Rough Rider you? We just get to do whatever the hell we want all the damn time?
No, Mike, I think what has happened is all NIL did was bring all the stuff we heard rumors about to the forefront and made it legal. And now you can see it. It's like weed stores. It was like you didn't have to go and call up your hookup. You could just drive down 8 Mile and get it on your own. We all knew money was being offered out there, and we all knew there was pressure to play certain kids no matter what. Now you see why, because you see how much this kid is worth. You think I'm going to bench this guy?
Who's Oklahoma State playing the opener, David? Tell me. The whole point I'm making is even light punishment against a nobody doesn't impact the season.
Sit him a half.
You do right. what's right.
San Dakota? South Dakota State.
Wales,
I'm sorry. South Dakota State. I'm sorry.
Philippians. No, but you at least, Mike, what you're saying is you at least want a Johnny Manziel half-ass punishment.
It's South Dakota State. You can send him the whole game and win that game.
Right, but and it's like, remember when Johnny Manziel got in trouble and he's like sat a quarter of a game, and it's like, okay, it was a joke, but you did something.
Look, I understand I'm where you're coming from. I'm just to a point where I think the only way forward for college football remotely, there has to be, and I don't know how to do it. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not interested in fighting. It's just there has to be contracts that have a personal conduct policy. Get caught doing 60 and a 20 with a gun and enough ammo that the A team can be there. You're not getting on the team plane. DUI? No, you don't get to not be suspended for a game. Like, what are we doing, man?
I can help you out with this. You know what the problem is the fact that you're allowing irresponsible people to make the punishment. You're allowing the coach or the AD of the school to make the punishment. So they're biased. What the sport needs, and we've talked about, is a commissioner, is an outside force to say, no, that's not what's good for the entire world of college football. So you got the DUI, son. You're sitting 2 games. You did this. You need that voice. Because then, and I honestly, I think that the athletic directors and the coaches would like that because they're not the bad guy.
That's right.
You can't be the bad guy.
You get to be Goodell.
Right.
You can be the meat shield.
Yes.
To the logo, so to speak.
Yes. The Steelers probably didn't want to say, Cam, you're going to miss half a season, but Goodell could say that.
Is this where contracts might come into play?
Yes.
I mean, you just have it written down. If you do the X, Y, and Z, these are the punishments across the board unilaterally when it comes to NIL.
Look, we're paying you to do this.
You must act this way.
But see, I think you need an outside voice to sit there and be the fall guy, be the bad guy. So therefore, if you're the coach, you can look and be like, you know, I would have played him, but, you know, Commissioner Valeni, he's a crazy nut job, and he suspended him.
That's what the contract's for. You just see, my hands are tied. Contracts
can
be,
you could work around a contract because legally, you know, you said for if it was a DUI, but what if it was a DWI? Like you can get into that type of thing.
Yeah, or we could just go to common sense.
I was just about to say this, Rico. It sounds like you need to run a program because you would just let anybody do whatever they want.
No,
because
David.
All it is about right and wrong.
No,
this
David,
kid should not be playing in game one.
David,
period.
I agree with you three. I'm saying you get an outside because no one's going to punish their own because I don't want to get fired.
If Gundy can't punish his own, then he shouldn't be the head coach of my program. Like, he shouldn't be leading these young men.
Like I think about,
but I'm making $10 million a year. So you know what?
But I think locally, right? Like, look, I'm sorry, but if Sharon Moore or Jonathan Smith got up there and one of pick your school, I'm not picking on anybody, but whether and Ollie Gordon is the best player at Oklahoma State by a mile. He's probably the best running back they've had since Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders. So if it was, I don't even know who State's best player is, we blow, or if it was one of Michigan's D tackles. If a coach came out locally and went, nah, I ain't spending him, I'm playing him.
I don't even have to go there.
His punishment will be, I'm going to play him more. What would the discourse be?
But I don't even have to go there.
Mike, there is no discourse.
Sharon Moore is in year one. Had to get rid of 2 coaches. You don't think those 2 coaches could have helped him win in year one and start his program? But guess
David,
what he did? He put on his big boy pants fired him.
No, David, he didn't. You know what happened? It got public. And the public found out, and he had no choice because when you blow at a .158 3 hours after getting pulled over.
But this DUI is public.
You can't.
This DUI is public for Ollie Gordon.
Right, but to think, David, I understand what you're saying. You saw it. It was Harbaugh. And it was. You let your guy get the gun charge, he played. There was no suspension at all. Your running back last year, there was no suspension at all for the anti-Semitic stuff. Nothing. Why? We're just going to act like it didn't happen. We're just going to win, and the fan base will back me because we're going to win games. It's the mentality.
And for me, I'm just done with it. It's just, it's stupid. Like, it really, if you take a step back from this, Rico, it's just dumb. The sport is dumb. Like, the whole thing. Think about what we're talking about. A coach can get up there at a podium, openly and brazenly, and be like, nah, his punishments, I'm going to give him the fifth. Yeehaw, I'm going to give him the ball 50 times. That'll be his punishment. I mean, what is this, a bad movie?
No, but see, you said it best, and I don't even think you realize the words of wisdom that you said weeks ago.
Let's hear it.
No, and Mike, I'm not making fun of you. I'm actually giving you your props on this.
I'm back.
College football, everything is predicated on I have to do whatever I have to do to make sure this kid doesn't leave.
Right, that's
because,
where I'm
because
I've lost
once
my...
again, when you said it, and it was like that light bulb moment. But if pro sports were college sports, the Lions would have had to wonder, was Sam LaPorta going to hit the portal?
Right, it's why
was Jahmyr Gibbs going to hit the portal?
This
or
is
you
why
know what?
I hate the sport.
J-Mo
Hello?
Didn't get enough run. Is J-Mo going to hit the portal and go to the Packers?
Which is why I hate college football now. I don't. You know my viewpoint here? I don't care. I'll sound like old white guy. It is a privilege to play for programs like Georgia and Michigan or whatever. It's a privilege to play college football. Now, I'm not going to make the argument the kids don't deserve to get paid. I don't have an issue with it.
Right. But
what are we doing where we're pandering to kids?
Because you're so afraid that that kid is going to walk out the door and literally go across the street to your rival school.
All right, so then the question is this. I'll ask the people. And if it goes nowhere, it goes nowhere. But this type of stuff, knowing your school is pandering to young men who in large part, most of them, well, according to the NCAA, 98% of them will go pro in something other than sports. That takes away my ability to really care. I think it's gross. Mm-hmm. It's bad enough you got to kiss their ass to recruit them. Now, if this guy catches a bad meal at training table and has diarrhea, you got to worry he's going to hit the portal because Mississippi State offered a better burrito.
Yeah, you literally got to have your on-staff concierge. Hey, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, right. How are your feelings today? Right. Not F your feelings. You completed 48% of your passes last week. You suck.
I don't like how you talk.
And you're failing physics.
You know what?
Get in the classroom.
I'm hitting the portal. I'm calling up Georgia, and Georgia will...
All right, David, give me a few of the ticket texts. The conversation continued during the break. I guess maybe, and it's hard, because you start doing one thing, and then it turns into something else. But I think the reality is part of the issue, I think, for a lot of people with college football... You feel like, what? So now the players get to run the show? Mm-hmm. That's largely a reason people hate the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that these aren't even people of legal drinking age makes it tougher to digest. Look, if Jimmy Butler wants to dictate where he plays as a four-time All-Star, I don't really have a huge problem with it. Who the hell is Bob McGillicuddy to now what? I got to check on Bob's feelings?
Yeah, my players run the show in college sports. Yes, they do. And you don't care so long as you win. You care if they lose or you care if your team's not doing anything, then it's a problem. But if they're winning, that fan base will look the other way on any and everything that they do because they want that title. They want the trophy. That's what they want. David, you got to experience that. This isn't slander, but stuff happened at Michigan that normally wouldn't happen at Michigan. I'll give Michigan credit.
And wasn't happy with all
Michigan
of it.
Normally would take a stand on certain things and say, we don't do that here. Except all of a sudden, they started doing that there. And they won. And now you go out and you get the T-shirts and you get the hats and you celebrate.
And everybody
because
makes
you
fun
got
of
it.
You. It's just an absurdity. Only hat they ought to be wearing is an asterisk. David, go ahead.
You are.
I mean, seriously. I'll tell you this. I haven't seen any of it out publicly. I think Wolverines are too damn smart.
I haven't either, and I hang out with a lot of them.
I've seen it.
A lot of them in my family don't have it.
And you know, David, especially after they won, traveling, it was like every plane that I was on was just national champions. We got to head to toe. Like, you got it. You earned it. That's yours. Okay. Good luck. Enjoy it.
You aren't getting suspended in the NFL for a singular DUI. Punishments will be handed out by law enforcement. Come win some games, period. Okay. The real word version.
Why do I feel like that dude was grabbing his balls while typing that? Like, sick flex, bro. I don't care.
He was so excited.
Michael Valente.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, ooh, ooh. Like, really? All right, dude. It doesn't mean I have to like it. I think it's stupid when a bunch of grown-ass adults aren't able to do their jobs. I think it's ridiculous.
You wanted to pay them once you involved money. This is what happens. Congrats on ruining college sports because people wanted to pay the amateurs.
Well, you're leaving a big part out. Paying them with no structure, no oversight, no rules, and come on. You got to fill in the rest of the blank.
That's just it. They went from wow. They could have put some structure out there. They could have put rules. They could have put contracts. They could have done this. The NCAA was pouting because they lost and said, we don't care. Do whatever you want to do.
Like the idea, David, like case in point, and I don't know if Johnny McNutbag is still out there texting. The whole point is, how the hell am I even supposed to get excited about, like Rico loves the new quarterback at State, Aiden Chiles. How can I get excited about it? Minute he's any good? What the hell's the point?
He could leave.
Why am I going to invest in it? The answer is I won't. It's just gotten ridiculous.
The sad reality is he doesn't even have to be good. He can just change his mind.
Sure.
And be gone.
Oh, a coach could yell at him.
Yes.
Didn't like the fact he checked out of a play. They benched his ass. He calls home, and now his agent can work behind the scenes. That kid could bail out for Thanksgiving dinner. Mm-hmm. Then don't ask me to care.
Rico's Crime School and Sports Camp coming to a field near you.
Ain't that the truth?
Someone says, but can a conference commissioner step in and punish Ollie Gordon?
Michigan fans ought to know.
No, but the commissioner can, but it's only so much because then after it gets to the college football playoffs, they'll say, hey, that's local. We're federal.
Right.
And we're going to go ahead and overturn this.
Right. Like the playoff isn't run by the NCAA.
So that's why I say a commissioner who's unilaterally can say yes, no, that's what this sports needs.
So make it pro sports is what you're saying. Give them a commissioner and they'll run the entire thing.
David, it's already pro sports. It's just in your mind, you keep thinking it's not, but it is.
So then why are we doing the half measures then? If it's already pro sports, make it pro sports instead of doing this wild, wild west routine that we're running right now.
Kenny. I think you're going to start seeing now that the schools could actually pay players contracts where, okay, we're going to pay you $500,000 a year, but it's a 3-year deal. You can't even think about the portal.
You know what kills
me? But
here's
the thing. If you're bad, we're on the hook for this.
I think the other problem I have, you got guys making more money than dudes getting drafted into the NFL. Yeah, I have a problem with that. Go ahead. Make fun of me. I don't care. I think it's absurd. Like this kid that just went to Oregon. Number 3 overall recruit in America. North of $1 million for a kid who has never caught a pass in college.
Because what you're finding out is people love the college teams more than their pro teams.
Well, or Phil Knight. But
But if you're an alum of the school or you even affiliate with the school and you got a ton of money, it's a pride thing. I want this kid to go to my school instead of my scumbag rivals.
Yeah, I don't have any of that pride. So you can miss me with that. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, someone's asking, who exactly is Johnny McNutbag?
No, it's just like I always
ran
laugh.
A 4-4,
like, Texas you know, Tech.
Right. He was awesome. Like, you hop on the ticket text, and you're just gripping hard. Like, dude, relax. Oh, you're taking pride in the fact that, like, oh, in the NFL, you can get a DUI and wrap your car around a pole, and nothing happened. That's not the point, Johnny. That's not what we're talking about.
It doesn't matter.
I just want college football back. That's the tenor of it. I just can't believe.
College football lost its innocence a long time ago. David, it is pro. Now, the problem is you got a bunch of old heads who still think, no, it's college. No, it actually isn't. You need to put out some guardrails. You need to put out some rules, and you can salvage this thing. It's not that far gone that it can't be reeled back in and people would like it again. I think the reason why you've lost interest, Mike, and some other people is because you don't see the payoff. It's like a kaleidoscope where it just keeps changing and changing and changing. And it's just like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to feel. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what my team is going to look like tomorrow, let alone today at 5:00, because my best player can say, I want out.
Well, it's the other thing is like, I don't know what Kenny's team or David's team, or there's no ability to have an association with programs, players, rivalries, and things that are familiar. It's like you're feeling around in the dark and you're just like, there's no point in this. There's no way out of this room. It's silly. It is just this thing. And again, I know we're in Detroit. We do Detroit radio, but we both at one point love college football. The Ollie Gordon thing really angered me when I heard it in the update.
Mm-hmm.
Because the idea that he wouldn't sit a half in the opener and the coach now out of fear because the player could leave or we're paying him too much money.
No. I think you missed the point. That was a message sent out to other players. I'll back you no matter what if you come play for me.
Right, which, again, you lost me. It's ridiculous.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not. I don't want anybody to think that I'm sitting here advocating this. But that was the message that he sent. Come here. No matter what you do, I will back you 100%. That's why he's going to play. That's why he won't sit.
All right. I know we took a detour. We can knock out a few phone calls, do some ticket texts. I know we got to check in on actual NFL football. See,
I like it. It was nothing Tiger related.
uplifting. Hey, they won four in a row. Be positive.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah. Two all-stars.
All right. All right, we'll get to the people. Check in on a little NFL football. We got a lot left to do today. We will take you to Tiger Baseball. Four in a row, 6 out of 8, after being horrific. Guys, the inconsistencies, it's what you're going to get when you just don't have MLB ball players. You got great pitching. You got no lineup to speak of outside of two guys. We opened the show, though, with a peace offering. Odyssey.com Rewind if you want to hear about it. Do your thing. Let's go to Austin, 97.1. Austin, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Austin.
Good.
Just wanted to say thank you for taking the time out of your show to talk to me. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I would just like to touch on the topic you guys were just talking about, which was the whole NIL in college thing in regards to how that could further impact the NFL and how those contracts look, since those kids are making that money in college.
Go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the NIL in college.
Yes.
And how that could impact the NFL contracts going even higher and higher, since those kids are making that money in college already.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's not the NFL's problem. I think the whole thing is screwy when a kid can make more in college than when he gets drafted in the second round. Like, think about it. A second round quarterback like Desmond Ridder makes less money than some guys in college right now. That's insane. Total insanity. The NFL's not going to change that, though, because they're collectively bargained. What's the players' union going to do? Oh, we want more. The NFL. No.
Very true. Thank you for taking the time out of your day.
Sure. Bye. Yeah, no, and I understand what you're saying, Austin. I do. But the problem resides collegiately if nobody takes the reins. I think college is like running a parallel path with the downfall of society. We're just losing all common sense. We're losing all measure. It's insane. And what did it stem from? Jeremy Otto's update, it angered me. Because Ollie Gordon, man, made a mistake. I'm not telling you the kid should have his career ended. But the idea that a coach is coming out preemptively and not only saying, hey, it's a team matter. No, Mike Gundy's going a step further and going, no, you know what his punishment's going to be? I may make him run it 50 times in the opener as we win by 40. Mm-hmm. We've lost cabin pressure. That's stupid. You get a DUI, you're Ollie Gordon, you should be running steps, and you're not going to play in the opener.
Mm-hmm.
Patronizing Rico with the Kenny saw it. He saw it. Kenny saw it.
Are you that sensitive that you can't even accept when somebody says they agree with you?
No. Kenny saw it. I saw it. I felt it.
I did see it. That was very insulting, Rico.
It wasn't. It really wasn't. It's called deep introspective thought.
Oh, really,
Mike? Try it sometime.
Oh, really? All right, go ahead. I'm ready to be complimented.
Oh, you don't deserve it anymore. Talk to Kenny.
Okay,
Kenneth, you guys can talk Busch Light. Go ahead.
What is your favorite light beer?
No. David, tickets. Jesus. Ticket text.
College football is a mess, and I hate that it is, but it is a mess.
And that's where EA Sports will save us all.
Kenny will be running a highly disciplined program at Georgia.
Now, there is okay for the DUI to happen and you play your player because it's virtual, okay? Happen. Let it happen.
Right. But the thing is, even in that, you're the commissioner. It just needs somebody to be the adult in the room. You cannot allow coaches. You cannot allow the athletic directors to speak for the programs because they all have a financial vested interest. They can't be objective. They're all thinking about their job because the more the team wins, the more boosters and donors keep donating to the school, and we just keep getting richer. You start losing games because you take this high moral standard. Well, congratulations. You're also fired.
Don't pay amateurs and stop with the pandering to these young adults with this portal crap. Problem goes away. Simple.
Now, good luck putting the toothpaste back in the tube.
Hey, David, what could be done, and it wouldn't just be you, is for Michigan fans to call for their school to be punished or any fan of any school that doesn't do this. Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to listen to us.
No, and it doesn't have to happen because we all know what happened. That's the greatest punishment of all.
Yeah, a championship.
I don't care. Yeah, exactly. That no one respects. Have a good time with it. I don't care.
I wear my fake shirt, my fake hat.
But you have your real memories. And that was the deal I made with people all last fall / winter. Go on the trip, party, do your thing. Don't ever ask anybody to respect it. You go your way, I go mine.
It's a reflection of society, a slap on the wrist culture. Basically, anything goes. After many years as a diehard college football fan, I've had it. Money, greed, manipulation of fan base, the magic is gone.
You know what's amazing is I go back, like, and I know this is probably on the edge of relevance, but like if you go back to like 2000, 2001, the idea, you remember Proposition 48?
Prop 48.
Like if a guy simply was stupid, he couldn't play his freshman year. Like, could you imagine, like, Charles Rogers.
I was about to say, they tapped Charles Rogers, and he was stretching right before the first game.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, off the field.
Right, literally. Dude, you can't read. You can't play.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine now the number one recruit in the country being told you can't play because you're Dexter Manley?
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Would never happen.
But, yeah, I remember they did the same thing, I thought, for Jamal Crawford. It was, like, right before the state game. They ushered him out the, like, nope.
I think you're right about that.
And he couldn't play. But now it's all about, and the reason why you hear Gundy making that statement, it's not just for the running back. It's for anybody out there. Hey, if your school bails on you, I will support you 100% if you come and play for me. There will be no repercussions. That's why he's making this brazen stand, because he's trying to show, I don't care. I want to win. Okay? I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. Don't care about anything that you do. Just try not to murder anybody, and we'll make it go away.
Go ahead. Get a DUI. It's allowed. That's what message this is sending, by the way. It's allowed.
And I want to be clear. For him to get up on that podium and go, listen, bottom line, Ollie's summer is going to suck. Now, it's none of your business what the punishment is, but he ain't going to enjoy his mornings. Okay? I could live with that. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to punish him for the game. But for Gundy to say his punishment might be, I'm going to have him carry it 50 times. You know, it just, we have totally lost cabin pressure to me. But again, it's not naivete. I understand wholly what's going on. I don't like it. There's a difference. I'm not a babe in the woods here. I agree with you. It's just, geez, Louise.
Well, I would say something, but I maybe consider it condescending.
You bet. It was the way you were going, It was the way.
That was my Ewell Perkins,
Pat, it was very pat you on the head little move
It was oh, like, yeah, you know okay. What, Mike? You're making some good points. If we were in church, I would say amen.
Sorry, wrong one.
Is this how you're getting the offerings up now?
I am so sorry.
Is this how you're getting offerings up now?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't take it back either. I'm so sorry.
All right, 248-539-90.
David, I will donate $500 this Sunday if you get up there and say that.
And David's uncle will excommunicate him from the church.
So Sports Illustrated put out a list of 12 Super Bowl contenders for this season. What I want you to do, scale of 1 to 5, 5 meaning yes, they're a contender. One meaning, you know what? I don't really see it happening for them this year.
Then what the hell's a two? How about this? The better way to do this is scale of 1 to 5 is your confidence level that they have the ability to get to the Super Bowl. And you just go 5 to 1.
Just get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl?
Just get there.
Just get there. Okay.
Just get there. Let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles.
1. You've lost a lot, not only from a coordinator standpoint, but you've also lost some of the stalwarts of the team. I mean, Jason Kelsey's a big loss. I don't buy it. I think it's a lot of sizzle and not a lot of steak.
I'm going to go 3 because I think your offensive coordinator may help get you back to where you were. It's not Matt Patricia.
Green Bay Packers.
4.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Love is a superstar. They've got an elite pass protect O-line. I think, obviously, Aaron Jones out, Josh Jacobs in. But look at the receivers. They got 7 million receivers, and they, again, stocked up on D. I think they are a major player in all of this.
I say 4 for the same reasons that Mike just said, David. And I think they're going to have to get their heart broken. Because they are so young, they're going to end up losing a playoff game, and then they're going to learn how to win from that.
Los Angeles Rams.
1.
I mean, Aaron Donald gone. Weren't able to greatly upgrade the team. It's Stafford another year down the line. And again, they're good. But I just don't think they're on the level of Rico's team or the Lions. I just don't.
Yeah, with all the pieces going away, and this next team could be on the list, but they just kind of remind me of the NFC version of the Buffalo Bills. Used to be really good. Now they're not.
The Detroit Lions.
5. No hesitation. Top 3 team in the NFL. For me.
No, I would say a 5 because I think that they had their heart broken. Going back to Green Bay, losing that game in San Francisco made them hungry. It gave them the drive and the edge. The only thing that I'm concerned with the Lions about, how do you handle people patting you on the back? How do you handle being the circle game? Meaning, last year, Lions fans, we all circled the Kansas City Chiefs game. Guess what? This year, when you see Detroit Lions, teams are circling you. That means you will never get a down game. You're going to get everybody's best shot. That's what the championship teams have to deal with. No one ever goes into Kansas City and says, we're just going to have an okay game plan. You're coming up with the best game plan that you can. Detroit's now going to feel that. How do you handle that?
San Francisco 49ers.
5.
4. Well, you go first. Your team.
5. I think that they have everything that it takes. Their problem is they can't get past Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Their coach can't get out there his own way. But I think they have the weapons there. I think this is that you're getting close to the last dance where they know eventually we're going to have to break this thing up. So let's just go in and do whatever we can this next year, get it done, and worry about next season.
3. I think the Packers surpassed them. Packers went out there, got their hearts broken, lost the lead. I think it's a revenge tour.
You're just being mean and evil.
Purdy's a rat.
There it is.
Houston Texans.
3. It's probably not. I think this is where it's probably not time. But, man, if Stroud is what we saw last year or any better, and the what they added to that team, I'll go 3. But the AFC's, that's a gauntlet.
Yeah, I would say 3 as well because eventually you're going to have to go and you're going to have to play against the Chiefs. And I think that's where it's going to be all over for you. I don't think you have a team that could beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoff.
All right, we'll get to the people. Check in on a little NFL football. We got a lot left to do today. We will take you to Tiger Baseball. 4 in a row, 6 out of 8 after being horrific. Guys, the inconsistencies, it's what you're going to get when you just don't have MLB ball players. You got great pitching. You got no lineup to speak of outside of 2 guys. We open the show, though, with a peace offering. Odyssey.com Rewind if you want to hear about it. Do your thing. Let's go to Austin, 97.1. Austin, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Austin.
Good.
Just wanted to say thank you for taking the time out of your show to talk to me. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I would just like to touch on the topic you guys were just talking about, which was the whole NIL in college thing in regards to how that could further impact the NFL and how those contracts look since those kids are making that money in college.
Go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the NIL in college.
Yes.
And how that could impact the NFL contracts going even higher and higher, since those kids are making that money in college already.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. That's not the NFL's problem. I think the whole thing is screwy when a kid can make more in college than when he gets drafted in the second round. Like, think about it. A second round quarterback like Desmond Ridder makes less money than some guys in college right now. That's insane. Total insanity. The NFL's not going to change that, though, because they're collectively bargained. What's the players' union going to do? Oh, we want more. The NFL. No.
Very true. Thank you for taking the time out of your day.
Sure. Bye. Yeah, no, and I understand what you're saying, Austin. I do. But the problem resides collegiately if nobody takes the reins. I think college is like running a parallel path with the downfall of society. We're just losing all common sense. We're losing all measure. It's insane. And what did it stem from? Jeremy Otto's update, it angered me. Because Ollie Gordon, man, made a mistake. I'm not telling you the kid should have his career ended. But the idea that a coach is coming out preemptively and not only saying, hey, it's a team matter. No, Mike Gundy's going a step further and going, no, you know what his punishment's going to be? I may make him run it 50 times in the opener as we win by 40. Mm-hmm. We've lost cabin pressure. That's stupid. You get a DUI, you're Ollie Gordon. You should be running steps, and you're not going to play in the opener.
Mm-hmm.
Patronizing Rico with the Kenny saw it. He saw it. Kenny saw it.
Are you that sensitive that you can't even accept when somebody says they agree with you?
No. Kenny saw it. I saw it. I felt
it. I did see it. That was very insulting.
It was.
It really wasn't. It's called deep introspective thought.
Oh, really?
Try it sometime.
Oh, really? All right, go ahead. I'm ready to be complimented.
Oh, you don't deserve it anymore. Talk to Kenny.
Okay, Kenneth,
you guys can talk Busch Light. Go ahead.
What is your favorite light beer?
No. David, tickets. Jesus. Ticket text.
College football is a mess, and I hate that it is, but it is a mess.
And that's where EA Sports will save us all. Kenny will be running a highly disciplined program at Georgia.
Now, there is okay for the DUI to happen and you play your player, because it's virtual, okay? Happen. Let it happen.
Right, but the thing is, even in that, you're the commissioner. It just needs somebody to be the adult in the room. You cannot allow coaches. You cannot allow the athletic directors to speak for the programs because they all have a financial vested interest. They can't be objective. They're all thinking about their job because the more the team wins, the more boosters and donors keep donating to the school, and we just keep getting richer. You start losing games because you take this high moral standard. Well, congratulations. You're also fired.
Don't pay amateurs and stop with the pandering to these young adults with this portal crap. Problem goes away. Simple.
Now, good luck putting the toothpaste back in the tube.
Hey, David, what could be done, and it wouldn't just be you, is for Michigan fans to call for their school to be punished, or any fan of any school that doesn't do this. Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to listen to us.
No, and it doesn't have to happen because we all know what happened. That's the greatest punishment of all.
Yeah, a championship.
I don't care. Yeah, exactly. That no one respects. Have a good time with it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I wear my fake shirt, my fake hat.
But you have your real memories. And that was the deal I made with people all last fall / winter. Go on the trip, party, do your thing. Don't ever ask anybody to respect it. You go your way, I go mine.
It's a reflection of society, a slap on the wrist culture. Basically, anything goes. After many years as a diehard college football fan, I've had it. Money, greed, manipulation of fan base, the magic is gone.
You know what's amazing is I go back, and I know this is probably on the edge of relevance, but if you go back to 2000, 2001, the idea, you remember Proposition 48?
Prop 48.
If a guy simply was stupid, he couldn't play his freshman year. Could you imagine, Charles Rogers.
I was about to say, they tapped Charles Rogers and he was stretching right before the first game.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy,
off the field.
Right, literally. Dude, you can't read. You can't play.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine now the number one recruit in the country being told you can't play because you're Dexter Manley?
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Would never happen.
But yeah, I remember they did the same thing, I thought, for Jamal Crawford. It was like right before the state game. They ushered him out the, like, nope.
I think you're right about that.
And he couldn't play. But now it's all about, and the reason why you hear Gundy making that statement, it's not just for the running back. It's for anybody out there. Hey, if your school bails on you, I will support you 100% if you come and play for me. There will be no repercussions. That's why he's making this brazen stand, because he's trying to show, I don't care. I want to win. Okay? I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. Don't care about anything that you do. Just try not to murder anybody. And we'll make it go away.
Go ahead. Get a DUI. It's allowed. That's what message this is sending, by the way. It's allowed.
And I want to be clear. For him to get up on that podium and go, listen, bottom line, Ollie's summer is going to suck. Now, it's none of your business what the punishment is, but he ain't going to enjoy his mornings. Okay? I could live with that. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to punish him for the game. But for Gundy to say his punishment might be, I'm going to have him carry it 50 times. You know, it just... We have totally lost cabin pressure, to me. But again, it's not naivete. I understand wholly what's going on. I don't like it. There's a difference. I'm not a babe in the woods here. I agree with you. It's just, geez, Louise.
Well, I would say something, but I maybe consider it condescending.
You bet. It was the way you were going, It was the way.
That was my Ewell Perkins,
Pat, it was a very pat you on the head little move.
It was oh, like, yeah, you know, okay. What, Mike? You're making some good points. If we were in church, I would say amen.
Sorry, wrong one. I'm so sorry.
Is this how you're getting the offerings up now?
I am so sorry.
Is this how you're getting offerings up now?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't take it back either. I'm so sorry.
All right. 248-539-90.
David, I will donate $500 this Sunday if you get up there and say that.
And David's uncle will excommunicate him from the church.
So Sports Illustrated put out a list of 12 Super Bowl contenders for this season. What I want you to do, scale of 1 to 5, 5 meaning, yes, they're a contender. 1 meaning, you know what, I don't really see it happening for them this year.
Then what the hell's a 2? How about this? The better way to do this is scale of 1 to 5 is your confidence level that they have the ability to get to the Super Bowl. And you just go 5 to 1.
Just get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl?
Just get there.
Just get there, okay.
Just get there. Let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles.
1. You've lost a lot, not only from a coordinator standpoint, but you've also lost some of the stalwarts of the team. I mean, Jason Kelsey's a big loss. I don't buy it. I think it's a lot of sizzle and not a lot of steak.
I'm going to go 3 because I think your offensive coordinator may help get you back to where you were. It's not Matt Patricia.
Green Bay Packers.
4.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Love is a superstar. They've got an elite pass protect O-line. I think, obviously, Aaron Jones out, Josh Jacobs in, but look at the receivers. They got 7 million receivers, and they, again, stocked up on D. I think they are a major player in all of this.
I say 4 for the same reasons that Mike just said, David, and I think they're going to have to get their heart broken. Because they are so young, they're going to end up losing a playoff game, and then they're going to learn how to win from that.
Los Angeles Rams.
1. I mean, Aaron Donald gone. Weren't able to greatly upgrade the team. It's Stafford another year down the line. And again, they're good. But I just don't think they're on the level of Rico's team or the Lions. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, with all the pieces going away, and this next team could be on the list, but they just kind of remind me of the NFC version of the Buffalo Bills. Used to be really good. Now they're not.
The Detroit Lions.
5. No hesitation. Top 3 team in the NFL. For me.
No, I would say a 5 because I think that they had their heart broken. Going back to Green Bay, losing that game in San Francisco made them hungry. It gave them the drive and the edge. The only thing that I'm concerned with the Lions about, how do you handle people patting you on the back? How do you handle being the circle game? Meaning, last year, Lions fans, we all circled the Kansas City Chiefs game. Guess what? This year, when you see Detroit Lions, teams are circling you. That means you will never get a down game. You're going to get everybody's best shot. That's what the championship teams have to deal with. No one ever goes into Kansas City and says, we're just going to have an okay game plan. You're coming up with the best game plan that you can. Detroit's now going to feel that. How do you handle that?
San Francisco 49ers.
Five.
Four. Well, you go first. Your team.
Five. I think that they have everything that it takes. Their problem is they can't get past Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Their coach can't get out there his own way. But I think they have the weapons there. I think this is that you're getting close to the last dance where they know eventually we're going to have to break this thing up. So let's just go in and do whatever we can this next year, get it done, and worry about next season.
Three. I think the Packers surpassed them. Packers went out there, got their hearts broken, lost the lead. I think it's a revenge tour.
You're just being mean and evil.
Purdy's a rat.
There it is.
Houston Texans.
Three. It's probably not. I think this is where it's probably not time. But, man, if Stroud is what we saw last year or any better, and what they added to that team, I'll go three. But the AFC's, that's a gauntlet.
Yeah, I would say three as well, because eventually you're going to have to go and you're going to have to play against the Chiefs. And I think that's where it's going to be all over for you. I don't think you have a team that could beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs.
So that's Dick's current team, Dick's former team, Buffalo Bills.
I mean, it ranks right up there with the Rams. For me, it's a one. I think that they are on their downside. They're in a decline. This team is not what it used to be. We're only adding them to the list because they are the Buffalo Bills and they were good for so many years. But if you just strip the name and put them in black and white jerseys, David, I don't think they would be on this list.
This is tough for me because, again, they have the difference maker in Josh Allen. And if it's good Josh Allen, he's great. If it's bad Josh Allen, he's doing that crap. And it's tough. I'm still going to say it too. Their wide receiver room got gutted. I like Joe Brady there calling the plays, and I do like that they relied on the running game more, but I'll go two. I think Rico's right. The Bills and Niners are kind of the Spider-Man thing where I feel like they're still relevant, but it's the end of the run, not the beginning.
See, I disagree wholeheartedly, but
no,
you hate Brock Purdy.
Oh, I do hate Purdy.
So I'm going to put these three teams together because they're in the same division.
He's out there dancing with McCaffrey's mom.
Talk about them a lot. Very talented division. Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens.
That's a four across the board for me.
Okay.
I think one of those three teams is absolutely going to be the team out of the AFC.
I have three, four, and four. I don't think that Cleveland has a defense, but you still got to know what Deshaun Watson is, and I don't know. David, he hasn't shown me that he can bounce back. He didn't show me that it was just an anomaly and he was rusty. He really wasn't good. Take away the fact of how much money he's making, and I don't think he starts on that many teams in the NFL. Cincinnati, Baltimore, yeah. Baltimore, I mean, hopefully you got the chip on your shoulder. Hopefully, you know, Derrick Henry is that piece that can get you over the hump of beating the Kansas City Chiefs, because last year you had Kansas City at home. You had everything that you wanted, and you still couldn't get it done.
We are down to the last two teams. I think we know one of them, Kansas City, probably a five for you guys.
That's the only five for me in the AFC.
And then we have the New York Jets.
Are you serious?
They're on this list, yes.
It's a three. If Rodgers is healthy and right, they got the weapons. I just don't think he's healthy and right. And I don't think at 41, you know, again, his focus is not totally on football. I'll say a three, though.
Yeah, everything that Mike said is the reason why I'm saying a one. I don't think that he's there. I think the second anything goes wrong, he's going to check out and do whatever. I'm shocked that they're on this list. So one for me.
And that is in football today. So Sports Illustrated put out a list of 12 Super Bowl contenders for this season. What I want you to do, scale of 1 to 5, 5 meaning yes, they're a contender. One meaning, you know what? I don't really see it happening for them this year.
Then what the hell's a two? How about this? The better way to do this is scale of 1 to 5 is your confidence level that they have the ability to get to the Super Bowl. And you just go 5 to 1.
Just get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl?
Just get there.
Just get there. Okay.
Just get there. Let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles.
1. You've lost a lot, not only from a coordinator standpoint, but you've also lost some of the stalwarts of the team. I mean, Jason Kelsey's a big loss. I don't buy it. I think it's a lot of sizzle and not a lot of steak.
I'm going to go 3 because I think your offensive coordinator may help get you back to where you were. It's not Matt Patricia.
Green Bay Packers.
4.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Love is a superstar. They've got an elite pass protect O-line. I think, obviously, Aaron Jones out, Josh Jacobs in. But look at the receivers. They got 7 million receivers, and they, again, stocked up on D. I think they are a major player in all of this.
I say 4 for the same reasons that Mike just said, David. And I think they're going to have to get their heart broken. Because they are so young, they're going to end up losing a playoff game, and then they're going to learn how to win from that.
Los Angeles Rams.
1. I mean, Aaron Donald gone. Weren't able to greatly upgrade the team. It's Stafford another year down the line. And again, they're good. But I just don't think they're on the level of Rico's team or the Lions. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, with all the pieces going away, and this next team could be on the list, but they just kind of remind me of the NFC version of the Buffalo Bills. Used to be really good. Now they're not.
The Detroit Lions.
5. No hesitation. Top 3 team in the NFL. For me.
No, I would say 5 because I think that they had their heart broken. Going back to Green Bay, losing that game in San Francisco made them hungry. It gave them the drive and the edge. The only thing that I'm concerned with the Lions about, how do you handle people patting you on the back? How do you handle being the circle game? Meaning, last year, Lions fans, we all circled the Kansas City Chiefs game. Guess what? This year, when you see Detroit Lions, teams are circling you. That means you will never get a down game. You're going to get everybody's best shot. That's what the championship teams have to deal with. No one ever goes into Kansas City and says, we're just going to have an okay game plan. You're coming up with the best game plan that you can. Detroit's now going to feel that. How do you handle that?
San Francisco 49ers.
5.
4. Well, you go first. Your team.
5. I think that they have everything that it takes. Their problem is they can't get past Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Their coach can't get out there his own way. But I think they have the weapons there. I think this is that you're getting close to the last dance where they know eventually we're going to have to break this thing up. So let's just go in and do whatever we can this next year, get it done, and worry about next season.
3. I think the Packers surpassed them. Packers went out there, got their hearts broken, lost the lead. I think it's a revenge tour.
You're just being mean and evil.
Purdy's a rat.
There it is.
Houston Texans.
3. It's probably not. I think this is where it's probably not time. But, man, if Stroud is what we saw last year or any better and what they added to that team, I'll go 3. But the AFC's, that's a gauntlet.
Yeah, I would say 3 as well because eventually you're going to have to go and you're going to have to play against the Chiefs, and I think that's where it's going to be all over for you. I don't think you have a team that could beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs.
So that's Dick's current team, Dick's former team, Buffalo Bills.
I mean, it ranks right up there with the Rams. For me, it's a 1. I think that they are on their downside. They're in a decline. This team is not what it used to be. We're only adding them to the list because they are the Buffalo Bills, and they were good for so many years. But if you just strip the name and put them in black and white jerseys, David, I don't think they would be on this list.
This is tough for me because, again, they have the difference maker in Josh Allen. And if it's good Josh Allen, he's great. If it's bad Josh Allen, he's doing that crap, and it's tough. I'm still going to say it, too. Their wide receiver room got gutted. I like Joe Brady there calling the plays, and I do like that they relied on the running game more, but I'll go 2. I think Rico's right. The Bills and Niners are kind of the Spider-Man thing where I feel like they're still relevant, but it's the end of the run, not the beginning.
See, I disagree wholeheartedly, but
No, you hate Brock Purdy.
Oh, I do hate Purdy.
So I'm going to put these three teams together because they're in the same division.
He's out there dancing with McCaffrey's mom.
Talk about them a lot. Very talented division. Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens.
That's a four across the board for me.
Okay.
I think one of those three teams is absolutely going to be the team out of the AFC.
I have three, four, and four. I don't think that Cleveland has a defense, but you still got to know what Deshaun Watson is, and I don't know. David, he hasn't shown me that he can bounce back. He didn't show me that it was just an anomaly and he was rusty. He really wasn't good. Take away the fact of how much money he's making, and I don't think he starts on that many teams in the NFL. Cincinnati, Baltimore, yeah. Baltimore, I mean, hopefully you got the chip on your shoulder. Hopefully, you know, Derrick Henry is that piece that can get you over the hump of beating the Kansas City Chiefs, because last year you had Kansas City at home. You had everything that you wanted, and you still couldn't get it done.
We are down to the last two teams. I think we know one of them, Kansas City, probably a five for you guys.
That's the only five for me in the AFC.
And then we have the New York Jets.
Are you serious?
They're on this list, yes.
It's a three. If Rodgers is healthy and right, they got the weapons. I just don't think he's healthy and right. And I don't think at 41, you know, again, his focus is not totally on football. I'll say a three, though.
Yeah, everything that Mike said is the reason why I'm saying a one. I don't think that he's there. I think the second anything goes wrong, he's going to check out and do whatever. I'm shocked that they're on this list. So one for me.
And that is In Football Today.